Florida flight attendant rails against vaccine mandates. My employer made me choose between my God and my job. By Hannah Blow on November 8, 2021. A flight attendant who was coerced into getting a coronavirus vaccine spoke at Governor Ron DeSantis's R press conference on Monday and told her story, explaining her employer made her choose between my God and my job. Out of fear, she got the jab, describing it as the single worst decision of her life. Lisa Williams of Tampa, Florida, spoke at DeSantis' press conference in Zephyr Hills, Florida, where the governor outlined some of the key goals of the state legislature, namely, addressing vaccine mandates, as it goes into session November 15. Williams, a single mom with 31 years of experience as a flight attendant, works for a major U.S. airline and spoke as a representative for airline employees for health freedom. Her group of over 2,000 co-workers is suing her airline over the vaccine mandate, forcing indefinite unpaid leave in lieu of taking the vaccine. "We are not anti-vaccine. We are anti-mandate," she said, explaining her employer has done everything possible to prevent employers from exercising their rights to protect their faith and medical autonomy. The airline CEO set an arbitrary deadline of August 31 to declare one's faith and did everything he could to prevent the free exercise thereof by pressuring people to not request an exemption, she said. People were told they were effectively resigning, would never fly again, would lose their retirement if they didn't take the shot. The lies and the pressure was unbearable, Williams continued, explaining she missed the window to get an exemption and was forced to make a tough decision. "On September 2, when I learned the window had passed to get an exemption to the mandate, I was fearful of losing my job, which would cause me not to provide for my children. And I caved under duress and got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine," she said, her voice audibly emotional. "That was the single worst decision of my life. I violated my faith because my employer made me choose between my God and my job, a decision that almost cost me my life. Due to my body's adverse reaction to the jab, I was rushed to the hospital," she said. "Every day, the side effects linger, and I suffer chronic pain. A booster would most likely kill me," she added, explaining her employer refuses to allow any workman's comp claims and will not acknowledge their role in her situation to help her. "Meanwhile, they continued to systematically terminate my co-workers who are resisting the violation of the court restraining order." She continued, thanking the governor for displaying courage and determination in defending everyday Floridians such as herself against what she described as these unconstitutional mandates. "Employees must have the right to choose what's best for their individual faith and for their personal medical situations," she added.